Debbie Kapitis. This must be like the movie, same time next year. Morning, Deb.
Morning, Cozzy. Yeah, it is a little bit like that.
It is. It's like the date, isn't it? You turn up and we're going on a date again. She's going to trial. And you almost know what to expect.
Oh, look, you always think you know what to expect, but racing's funny. You just got to get there and hope everything goes well, which it did this morning. You know, she looked phenomenal and she was very relaxed, and Huey had to hustle her a little bit near the line, and she went past him after the post. But no, it's exciting.
You know what? In the watching her go around in the mounting yard this morning, I looked and thought she looked, I reckon, the most contented I think I've seen her in years.
Yeah, no, she did. She certainly did. And she has, you know, like even when she was spelling, she was very relaxed. I think that's maturity. And she's just a true professional.
She might be just coming right, Deb.
I think she's already come right, and I think she's holding it.
She's an amazing athlete. I mean, you look at a lot of mares, and they'll put together four or five wins when they hit form, and that'll be in one preparation. But for her, put aside her outstanding speed and stamina, I think it's incredible what she does to come back every preparation. To me, it's a bit like an athlete going to the World Championships, Commonwealth Games, and Olympic Games continually.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a credit to the staff and Chris that handle her all the time. But without her being what she is, they wouldn't be able to. So, yes, they get her to do it, but she also pulls it out herself. So it's just a fantastic combination. And, I'm just so proud of everyone involved and of her.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he checks her from nose to tail, not only coming back into the prep, but at the end of the prep. They x-ray her joints, they have a look in the whole lot. And they said there just seems to be no wear and tear. And to me this morning, she trialled as well as she ever has.
Look, that's exactly right. She did, didn't she? And you would think she was only a five-year-old the way she went around. But that's why the longevity has happened, because Chris doesn't leave a stone unturned. And if there's ever the slightest twinge of something, he's straight onto it and looks after her and makes sure she can do the phenomenal things she's doing. You know, like, you've got to think back. This is years this horse has been pulling out amazing runs, missing the start, having a tearaway leader, being knocked over, coming back. You know, it's just, you just can't believe that she's still performing as well as she is. So great kudos to all the Waller team and the pre-trainers and the spellers. It's an amazing team of people.
They spoke to Chris, and I've got some audio which I'll play a little later on, and he basically sort of looked and smiled as if to say, if anything, she's as good as ever.
Yep, I know. It's a bit scary, isn't it?
Oh, it's good.
And you could see he felt very pleased, both him and you this morning. To get her back, the first trial is tense, and going forward till a run, it's all a build-up. But no, they look very happy today, which is lovely.
Now, we're talking, is this being her last prep? Is that set in stone?
Look, it's nothing set in stone, but my gut would be, yes, it will be her last prep. But you've just got to play each race at a time. We could have always finished her racing earlier than this if she presented and needed to. But, yep, it'll be race by race, and more than likely this will be the last prep.
If she comes out, and this is the hypothetical question, the dreamer coming out in this, Deb, if she comes out and towels them in these runs, you know Manikato won five William Reeds, don't you?
Oh, look, Cozzy, I think we just have to take one race at a time. I don't think we even contemplate any of that. I can't. I just have to wait for the Apollo and hope she pulls up well after this trial and the next trial and the track gallop. I'm not dreaming any further. This horse has done every dream I could ever imagine. So I will just wait and see.
And as you said, it's just terrific at the moment. And all you want for her is to go to the paddock, retiring, to be a mum, sound, fit and healthy.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that is what we will be doing. You know, you want her to enjoy life. She's certainly given us a lot of enjoyment, I would like to think that we can look after her and give her the best green paddock that the world could offer, and whatever she wants to do, she will do.
Now, you've been through Cox Plates, four of them, the whole lot. How do you think you'll be before her last run when you know it? How emotional will you be then?
Well, I don't think we'll know that until it's happened. So I'm just taking a race at a time. I'm not contemplating anything. And the first race back is always the most stressful. So I'll be waiting for that and just let things play out, not thinking about anything else.
Got the lucky purple ready?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, did it. And it was quite funny. Everyone in America wanted to know why I had purple hair when she races in the blue. So that was a little bit of a story. But, we'll just wait and see what happens. And, yes, everything's A-okay on my part.
That's good. You just got to go and cheer, haven't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody else does all the hard work.
Well, Deb, it's fantastic that she's come back the way she has. And you tell by the smiles on the faces, the camp looked happy afterwards.
Absolutely. And that's what we want, isn't it?
Yep, too right. Debbie, good luck. Great to catch up. And good luck. Let's just hope she keeps on winning.
Thank you. And go, Winxy.
Yeah, go, Debbie. Thanks, Deb. Debbie Kapitas joining me there. Chris Waller and Huey Bowman spoke after the trial, and this is what they had to say.
Focusing on getting her ready for a first run, first and foremost, and everything looked pretty good to me this morning.
Huey, what were your initial thoughts after the trial?
Yeah, I was really pleased. Obviously, we saw she missed a start, as she's had a habit of doing previously. She's been really good the last couple of preps, so because she did that, I didn't want to rush her into a gear, but, took a little while to tack onto the field, and I think her best work was certainly as she went past the winning post and beyond. So, look, her action was great. Her mannerisms, if anything, probably more relaxed than usual, which she's shown signs of in her gallops leading into the first trial. So, no, as long as her action's fine and the way she finished off, I was very pleased.
Chris, given her age, is this preparation been any different?
No, it hasn't. We've allowed an extra week just if we need it to get her a little bit fitter. But apart from that, it's business as usual. When you're talking about age, she's only really sort of 3 months beyond from when she won a Cox Plate, her fourth Cox Plate. So it's not as if she's a year old or anything like that. It's simply just, another trimester in a year. And yeah, she's if anything, she looks better than we've had her at the same stage, and her body language is just fantastic.
Is her being more relaxed a better sign, you feel, this stage in her career?
Well, early on in her career, she was not on edge, but she was very charged up, and hence the reason why we've had the earmuffs on right from the start and making sure that she just saves it all for race day. So I don't think there's too much change, really, and if anything, it's a positive. It's just showing that she's enjoying herself and not getting any signs of stress about her.
The Queen Elizabeth Stakes and that schedule that you previously announced as her four races is still on track for that?
Yep, very much so. But it's just like last preparation, one race at a time. We won't say when the end is. It's simply the Apollo Stakes first up at Randwick, middle of February, and then just take one race from there, and providing Hugh's happy, the owners are happy, and obvious signs are there to say that she can progress through to a second, a third, then maybe a fourth start, then we'll just take it as it comes.
Is there any temptation to go beyond that?
There's only one temptation, that's to get her to her first run, first and foremost. So, yeah, like all other preparations, we try and let everybody know where we're heading, but we also stress that it's one race at a time, and more so now than ever before.
Just for Huey, do you just pinch yourself that she's still at a high level for so long every time you're on?
I do, but then I'm reminded when I watched Roger Federer last night in the Australian Open. You know, supreme athletes, if they love to do it, can continue at a high level for a long time, especially the way she looks after herself. And as Chris pointed out, the way she's so relaxed now, she really does save it all for game day. And that was even evident in the trial at the 200 where she wasn't going to even tack on unless I made her just finish the trial off. I mean, if that was a race, I would have been holding on to her as I was going past the winning bunch. So that's just the way it is, and she's just a mature athlete now, and she seems to be enjoying it. Her action and her strength is as good as ever, and yeah, I do have to pinch myself, but at the same time, I'm very focused in the job that I need to do and continue to do it to the best of my ability.
Do you feel emotional knowing this is her last prep?
I don't really think about it, to be honest. I mean, like other preps, it's just about the next job, so I'm not even thinking really beyond up to the first start yet, and it's not until the acceptance has come out that I'll start to really think about that. At the moment, it's just about the next gallop, the next trial, and going through the process as we have done for the last 3 or 4 years.
Given the fact that we're all talking about this, you know, being a little bit emotional just for all of us, does it add to the pressure?
The pressure's been there at quite a high level for a number of years now, and I wouldn't say we've got used to it, but we've learnt to deal with it best we can. Yeah. Jockey, trainer, owners, strappers, you name it, our stable do a great job dealing with it all and the expectations of the public. So yeah, the only pressure is to make sure that we've got a horse that's come back so well, and at this stage, everything that's certainly not a problem to me. She's great, and look, we're dealing with a very good horse, and that's pretty plain and easy for everybody to see. And she's making us all look pretty good, and she'll tell us at the same time when she's ready to stop racing.
Will she be staying in Sydney on the autumn, Chris?
Well, just take one race at a time. There's lots of options in any jurisdiction, let alone other parts of Australia, other parts of the world. But we've set our plan. We've always stuck to a plan when we could, providing it's within our control. And if there's any changes, we'll let people know in due course.
Will she be nominated for the All-Star Night?
We haven't yet discussed that. I know that there's wildcard entries, so I don't want to mislead the public. I think the nomination's closed for that event today, and we'll discuss it with the owners. But the plan has been set out. There's four races, if she's going well, to go through to them in Sydney, and the All-Star Mile sits a little bit awkwardly amongst them. But fortunately, it's quite a... Well, it's an interesting concept. They have four wild cards, so maybe she's lucky enough to get one of them if we were not to nominate her today.
When was your next trial?
2 weeks, going at Rose Hill, and then we've got enough time to give her an exhibition gallop prior to her race.
Has she ever given you any indication that she's sort of getting older, get ready to give it up?
No.
There we go. Chris Waddock, Hughie Bowman this morning after Winx's trial.